This Sunday evening, bass clarinetist Todd Marcus will play two sets at the Camel with special guest Don Byron joining him on clarinet. Coming up, a conversation with Todd Marcus. Let's hear a selection featuring Todd Marcus and Don Byron together. This is called Herod. It's from Todd Marcus's 2012 recording Inheritance on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio.
Thank you.
Herod, bass clarinetist Todd Marcus, with Don Byron on clarinet, Xavier Davis on piano, Eric Wheeler on bass, and Eric Kennedy on drums. That same quintet, with Jeff Reed instead of Eric Wheeler on bass, will play a concert at the Camel this coming Sunday evening. Bass clarinet might seem like an odd choice for an improvising musician to pick as his primary instrument. The horn was rarely used in jazz until the early 60s, when Eric Dolphy showed what it was capable of. Todd Marcus was in college when he first encountered Dolphy's music.
Friend that had passed some records my way, was hearing Stan Getz and Oscar Peterson, then Coltrane and Miles Davis, and then one year for my birthday, this friend gave me a record with Eric Dolphy, and that's where I heard the bass clarinet and said, well, there's a lot of possibilities with this other horn. Let me go ahead and get my hands on one of those.
It was a long process for Todd Marcus to master his new instrument and make it work in a jazz context.
The challenges of the bass clarinet in jazz is kind of first that it's a quiet, really an orchestral type horn, and when you're trying to play it in jazz, where when it's louder and faster, it's really hard to hear yourself. Technically and audio-wise, it's really tough to lock in and to execute what you're trying to do. So a big part of the challenge was, over the years, getting more volume and projection out of the instrument, and did a bunch of different things, so experimenting with reeds and mouthpieces and even customizing some things on the mouthpieces on my own. And, you know, I remember some of those early years thinking, it just can't be done. I would look to Eric Dolphy as kind of a model, and I noticed that whenever it got to be louder or faster tunes, Eric Dolphy would go from his bass clarinet over to his alto saxophone. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to have to go that route as well, and I got a saxophone, but it never really stuck, and so I kept pushing on the bass clarinet and finally started breaking through some of those volume issues, some of those up-tempo things, and been able to carve out the ability to do it, and I think chart some unique territory in the process.
Thank you.
from a recording called In the Pursuit of the Ninth Man. That was the Todd Marcus Jazz Orchestra featuring Marcus on bass clarinet, a composition called Mal Salama, which means goodbye, God bless in Arabic. There's a strong current of Middle Eastern classical music in Todd Marcus's compositions, which stems from the fact that his father is from Egypt. He says in some ways, the two styles of music, jazz and Middle Eastern classical, are at odds with each other.
I found that I really like the classical Middle Eastern music, so I've tried to incorporate that into my compositions, and in a lot of ways it's tricky because a lot of the Middle Eastern classical music is very much based on unison playing and over drones, pedal tones, and when you try to take jazz, which is very much about thick, rich, dense harmonies, and try to merge the two, it almost, you can play those same lines over some jazz chords, and it kind of takes away from that Middle Eastern essence. And so for me, it was a process of trying to figure out how can I merge these two and keep both aspects of jazz and Middle Eastern music.
Naturally, Marcus has kept up with events in Egypt and elsewhere in the Middle East over the last few years, and those developments have been reflected in his compositions. In 2014, he released a recording called Blues for Tahrir, including the four-part Blues for Tahrir suite.
When I've been just watching current events over the last several years, starting in 2011 when the Arab Spring movement was taking place in Egypt, and that was focused in Tahrir Square, I was watching these things, processing what I was seeing and my own emotions, and like we do as musicians, trying to put that into music. And so I did a first piece of music that was called Blues for Tahrir on my 2012 album called Inheritance, and I thought that would be it. And then things kept on unfolding in Egypt, and so I started adding more movements. And so one of the suites, one of the movements became called Reflections. That was the initial one, and then added on one called Protest, one called Tears on the Square that followed a real bloody crackdown, and another movement called Adan, which is the opening call to prayer that you hear over the minarets in Egypt every day. Thank you.
Adon, an excerpt from Todd Marcus's Blues for Tahrir Suite. This Sunday evening, Todd Marcus will be joined by clarinetist Don Byron in two sets at the Camel. For Marcus, any time he gets to play with Don Byron is a special occasion.
Don Byron is the one that when I was getting interested in the music years ago, and I was looking to see, other than Dolphy, who were some people that were using the instrument in current times. And I became aware of Don Byron's playing and his music. And he's an amazing composer, clarinetist, plays saxophone as well, and has done such a range of projects that is, it's amazing. You know, he's done everything from classical, straight ahead jazz, to Latin, to klezmer, you know, you name it, and done it all well. And so, you know, we have quintets all the time, the standard format of saxophone and trumpet, but to do it with two clarinets, it's a special way of showcasing the instrument and showing what we can do with this instrument, something that most folks would just write off.
Bass clarinetist Todd Marcus. You can find more details on Sunday night's performance featuring Todd Marcus and Don Byron at thecamel.org.